We'll reverence the reading of the Word of the Lord. From Luke chapter number 8, beginning in verse number 43. The Word of the Lord says, "And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years." Of course, this is not an unfamiliar passage to you. And I've done a lot of preaching out of this passage, and I've got about two or three other sermons we're going to preach in the next few months if the Lord will help us out of this passage of the Word of the Lord. My daddy used to sing songs and went and directed the choir over at Pine Ridge, and he might sing the same song for 30 minutes. I mean, it ain't no problem for my daddy to sing it over and over again. He'll sing the first verse and the second verse, and then sing the first verse again and the second verse again, and go back and sing the whole thing again, then sing the chorus again, then stop and testify and sing it again. Somebody said, "Brother James, how come do you sing the same song over and over again?" He said, "I'm going to get all the good out of it while it's a-getting." And that's kind of the way I get with these passages of Scripture. We spent a long time, several weeks in Ephesians 4, and now we're kind of preaching along on these blessed situations in the Bible, blessed but stressed, and the blessed man, the man that is blessed. And tonight, coming to this woman with an issue of blood, we may come back to her quite frequently here in the near future, but I want to share with you something out of her life here tonight. This woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. She spent everything on men, but they couldn't help her. She came behind him and touched the border of his garment. If you got a pencil or a highlighter, if you got an italicizer, that's what I'd really like to have, italicize and boldface that portion of Scripture. She touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood staunched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." You can be seated. Thank you for standing with us while I read the Word of the Lord. I want to preach, if the Lord will help me here for a little while, out of this passage of Scripture, simply about touching Jesus. Touching Jesus. I don't know how you think about it this evening, but I'm thankful that I have the blessed privilege to be able to touch Jesus when I need to. And I'm glad that I know what it is for Him to touch me when I need it as well. Amen. And that this familiar passage of the Word of the Lord, and that this familiar account with the woman of the issue of blood that continued on for 12 years has some great truths to teach us about reaching out and touching Jesus. And I thought this afternoon as I studied this passage of Scripture about the slogan that Bell South used to have on all of their ads and so forth, to reach out and to touch someone. Amen. And a friend, you reach out and touch someone, it might just cause you trouble, that you reach out and touch Jesus, and there's help to be found, and that there's peace to be found in that. I want you to notice three things here this evening, I'll be done. First of all, notice that we can touch Him with our needs. We can touch Him with our needs. I'm so thankful that we can touch Him. The world says that God don't care. The world says, and Satan says, that the Lord, if He really does exist, He's not listening, and whatever you're saying doesn't make any difference to Him anyway. And if He did hear you, He wouldn't do anything about it. But I'm glad we can touch Him tonight. We can touch Him with our needs. Had this woman having an issue of blood 12 years, had to spend all on physicians, and could not be healed. Had they had tried with their hands, and my friend, to lay hands upon her, and to do a work for her, and to heal her, that their touch had done nothing for her, but she came behind him, and she touched him. Amen. Well, everything in your life will change whether you touch him. She touched the hem
of Him, by the way. That Him, if you're making a garment, that Him is the last thing that you do. The first thing you do is not put the hem on a dress or a robe when you're making it. That's the last thing that you do. And my friend, when my grandma will be making clothes, when she sewed the hem in, that meant that it was finished. That meant it was completed. When you see the hem in the Bible, it is the finished work. It is the completed work. She said, if I'm baptized, the finished work of Jesus Christ, then I'll be made whole. When you can touch His hem, oh friend, there's help to be found. This woman had a great need. The truth is, she was in a congregation of people that was full of folks with needs. There was a man there whose daughter was dying. We learned a couple of verses earlier. He says to Jesus, if you can do anything, if you can do anything, come help me. After my daughter is in time, and the Jairus is crying out to Jesus, the crowds had been waiting on Him to come and to cross the sea, and my friend to attend to them concerning of their needs. But this woman was so consumed with her need that she couldn't even see the need of others. That Jesus saw them all. I'm going to tell you some friend, if you have a need tonight, just count yourself in line with all the rest of us, because everybody's got needs. We're a congregation full of needy people. At Christmas time, you have someone sad and say, I think we need to take up for a needy family. At Christmas time, I got news for you. Every family here tonight's a needy family. We're in need of the Lord. We're in need of His help. We're in need of His touch. We're in need of His power. I tell you, we got needs tonight. It's a congregation filled with people with needs. And sometimes, a friend, we get to the place where our need is so great in our own lives that we really don't even see the need of others. I don't read anything about where this woman realized that she was interrupting a Jairus who has come there because her daughter is sick unto death. She doesn't even realize that she has hindered, it would appear, Jesus in the way before He goes to Jairus' house. Her need is so great that she's not even thought about anybody else even having a need in their lives. I'm going to tell you, I don't. I'm not encouraging you to be self-centered tonight. I'm not encouraging you to be careless concerning what other people need. But there comes a time in your life where you've got to take your mind off of what everybody else is doing, off of the situation everybody else has got, and to get your mind off of what everybody else needs in their lives. And it's got to be between you and Jesus. And you've got to focus on just touching Him. If there's a crowd around, or if you're all by yourself, if everybody else is calling on the Lord or not, there's a time, friend, when this preacher can't just pray for everybody else who comes to pray. I've got to pray about the need in my life. I can't just put my arm around somebody else and say, let's pray and I'm going to help you. Sometimes I just got to barrel into this mourner's beach and say, Lord, you've got to help me. If I'm going to help anybody, you've got to help me. I've got a need. And I'll tell you, if we'll cry out, He'll hear us with our needs. We can touch Him with our needs tonight. Oh, my friend. And though she couldn't even see anybody else's need but her own, the Lord saw them all. You think tonight He's looking at other folks, but He's not looking at you. I got news for you. He knows what you need this evening. You think, well, my situation surely is not as important as somebody else has got going on. It's important enough for Jesus to pay attention to it. Amen. That's important enough that He can be touched with it. He'll hear you. Amen. I tell you, listen, Jairus' daughter was about to die right now. This woman have been dying slowly for 12 years. It would seem the more pressing situation was Jairus' daughter. But the Lord saw all of the needs. I'm going to tell you, friend, the Lord's not blind to your situation. The Lord's not negligent of your problems. And He sees your needs tonight.
We can touch Him with our needs. This woman was consumed with her need. And Jesus saw them all. He knows what we need tonight. I want to say her need was personal. I mean, it was the kind of thing she just couldn't share with everybody. It was the kind of thing that she'd been ashamed to talk with about it to just everybody. She couldn't talk to the crowd about it. She couldn't tell everybody about what is going on in her life. It was a personal need. It was a personal situation. It was an embarrassing need in her life. Oh, friend, still, she was able to touch Jesus with it. You say, preacher, I can't tell anybody. You may not can, but you can tell Jesus. I can't share it with anybody else. You can share it with Jesus. I'm embarrassed for folks to know. Well, Jesus already knows. And He can be touched with your need. They wouldn't understand anyway. It's personal, preacher. He understands. They wouldn't get it. Why this is even bothering me. They never would understand why this is even troubling me. Other folks would laugh if I was to tell them what the problem is in my life. I tell you, Jesus knows. And He won't laugh at you, friend. He can be touched. We can touch Him with our needs. That is personal. And then I want to say her need was powerful. I mean, it's so powerful it had taken over her life. It seemed it would never go away. 12 years is as old as my oldest girl has been alive. 12 years is as old as Jairus' girl had been alive. And yet this woman had had this same need for 12 years. This had stripped her of her life. It had taken away all of her pride. And all of her dignity and all of her strength. She could hardly imagine what life would even be like without this problem. It had become part of her daily activity of living. I mean, others couldn't even really relate to the problem she had because it is so powerful in her life. But though others didn't understand and couldn't understand, and Jesus was touched with it. You think your problem's a monster? It's not as big as God is. You think your problem's powerful? It's not as powerful as Jesus is. You think your situation's hopeless? But hope is gone. Help is on the way. I mean, friend, trust Him. He can be touched with our needs.
Her need is personal. Her need is powerful. I want to say her need is pressured.
I mean, it put pressure on her. Not only was she physically exhausted from this situation that she had, but she was also mentally and emotionally fatigued and frustrated. She didn't even want to think about living one more day in this shape. Oh, pressure can wear you down. It's not just the situations that others can see that are obvious in your life. Oh, friend, but it's the pressure. It's the mental fatigue. It's the sleeplessness at night that can wear on you. If you don't sleep and you don't eat, eventually you'll die. I know how this works. I spent about 7 or 8 months without sleeping or eating at all. And it nearly killed me. I mean, just couldn't. Sick. I mean, couldn't rest. I was sick and I couldn't eat. I was sick and I didn't know what to do. Sick and didn't know how to explain it to nobody. And the mental fatigue, the emotional frustration that goes along with that, it'll just nearly kill you, friend. For 12 years, this woman had been there. Can you imagine the fatigue, the frustration, the exhaustion that she was under mentally? We couldn't even relate to it. But Jesus could be touched by it. And Jesus knew where she was and what she was going through. Her need was pressure. I want to say her need was pricey. It was a costly need. Amen. I mean, friend, it cost her all
she had. How she spent all on physicians. And my friend in verse 43 of Mark 5 and 26 said that not only had she not improved, but rather grew worse every day. It just seemed like this thing slowly but surely is going to kill her. I mean, it'd be the end of her serious world. She'd gone bankrupt. I tell you, she had all kind of problems that she could touch Jesus with her need.
We can touch Him with our needs. Then I want to say secondly concerning touching Jesus. We can touch Him with our needs because He is near.
I mean, if He's away on out somewhere, we couldn't touch Him. If He is so far away, we couldn't reach Him. We couldn't touch Him. If He wasn't available, Brother Tom, we couldn't touch Him. But I'm glad He's available for us. He's within a prayer's reach. Amen. He's within reach of our cry. He's not so far away. Somebody said, how far is heaven? How long does it take to get there? I don't know how far it is exactly, but I know that it's near enough He can hear us when we pray. Amen. I know it's near enough that He can send an answer from heaven to meet our needs when we pray. Jesus was not far away. I tell you, He's near. And He's near enough to touch Him tonight. Notice in verse number 37, this had not always been the case. In verse number 37, He was on the other side out of the sea, and there He cast out the devils out of that crazy man and the son of the sheep and drowned themselves in the sea. And it frightened the men of good terror. And they ran him out of town in verse 37. And they told him to get out of here and don't come back again. Oh, he was run out of town in verse 37. I wonder, is he welcome at your home? If Jesus is not near, it's because you've let him know he's not welcome. You've let him know you don't want him. You've let him know he's too much trouble when he gets around your house. And things have to change. And you just can't stand it. And so you've run him out of town.
He's near unless you've run him out of town. They ran him out of town in verse 37. But another crowd received him with gladness in verse number 40. Look what that says.
And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, that the people gladly received Him, for they were all waiting for Him. Amen. Oh, if you'll wait on Him, you can receive Him. If you'll wait on Him, He'll show up. If you'll wait on Him, you can touch Him. Amen. He was received with gladness. And then in verse 44, she reached out to Him. Amen. Oh, friend, hey, you know what that crowd and this woman said? If they don't want you on the other side of the river, we sure do. If that crowd don't want you on the other side of this pond, we sure want you in our lives. The world doesn't love Him. He don't mean much to this whole world, but He means the world to me. I gotta confess, I want Him tonight. I need Him in my life. I've gotta touch Him sometimes. I've gotta His help in me. I don't want Him to know He's welcome at 56 Taylor Circle. He's welcome at Truth Baptist Church. He's welcome in my life. I want to gladly receive His presence, my friend. And if you'll reach out, you can touch Him.
We can touch Him with our needs because He's near. Oh, my friend. Verse 44, she came behind Him and touched the border of His garment, and immediately her issue of blood staunched. It was stopped. It was dried up right away. I wonder, friend, are you asking Him to leave? Or are you reaching out to touch Him? Amen. Do you want to reach Him? If you do, He's near. Do you want to touch Him? If you do, He's available. Do you need help from Him? If you do, He's able and willing to work in your life. Oh, you can touch Jesus with your needs. You can touch Him with your needs because He is near. And then thirdly, I want to say He will make us new. You can touch Him with your needs because He is near and He will make us new. This woman, the Bible said, her immediately her issue of blood was staunched. Jesus said, "Who touched me?"
They all denied. When everybody denied, Peter and they that were with the Lord said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee. And sayest thou, who touched me?" There's a whole lot more women and men and children that is touching Jesus than just this one woman. And you think of it what you want to. I believe there's a whole lot more people was getting help and getting healed than what this one woman was. When Jesus said, "Who touched me?" she knew exactly who He was talking to. And He knew exactly who He was talking to as well. And I'm going to tell you, when He's dealing with your heart tonight, you know exactly who He's talking to. Amen. And that she wouldn't speak up. And then Jesus begins again, "Who touched me? Somebody touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she's not healed, she came trembling and falling down before Him. And she declared unto Him before all the people, for what cause she had touched Him and how she was healed. Immediately, He'll make us new tonight. And she was healed. She was healed immediately. And she felt it. And she knew it. Amen. Oh, they knew so. They knew it was so. He felt her touch Him. And she felt Him touch her. Amen. Somebody said, "I just don't know if I'm saved or not." Oh, if He touches you, you'll feel it. You'll know it, my friend. You'll be in on it. The Lord's not going to take you by surprise, save you by accident, and trick you into going to heaven and you're not aware. Oh, if you're saved by grace, you'll know about it. And so if you don't know it, you need to know it tonight. If you don't know it, you need to get it. I'm telling you, He'll touch you, and when He does, you'll feel it. You'll know it's Him, hey, my friend. He'll know it's you. I'm glad His touch is real tonight. And you can know when you're reaching Jesus.
You can know when you're getting a prayer through. What do you mean you got to get a prayer through? What you going to pray through anyway? Well, you got to pray through a lot of stuff. You got to pray through pride. You got to pray through your sin, the niceness of your ways. You got to pray through your past. You got to pray through a lot of stuff. You got to pray through the hindrance that is other people and your judgmental spirit. Amen. That's right. You got to pray through everything. You got to pray through the distractions of this old world. You got to pray through, my friend, the deceitfulness of riches and other things entering in that chokes the word and makes it unfruitful in your life. Amen. That's right. You got to pray through. And when you pray through, you'll know it. Don't just pray till you get through. Pray till you get through. Amen. Pray till you get through to heaven. Pray till you make a connection. Reach out and touch somebody. Amen. Reach out and touch Jesus, friend. And when you reach out and touch Him, when you know you prayed through, and you'll know it when Jesus touches you, and when you touch Jesus,
she was healed. And then I want to say, she was made new in that she was healed. She was made new in that she was heard. She's heard. Verse 47, she comes and declares unto Him before all the people for what cause she had touched Him. She had all of the accounts stopped at verse 44, she would have been healed, but we wouldn't have known about it. I'm convinced there's a lot of other folks at the same time that's touching Jesus and knowing who Jesus is and how Jesus operates. They're getting a touch of what she's getting a touch of. But they didn't everybody tell it, just her. And that's another sermon for another day. I'm preaching somewhere or another out of this passage on why won't somebody testify. Amen. But here it is. She steps forward and she said, "Yes, it is me. It is me. I'm the one." Oh, do you remember the night when you said, "Yes, Lord, it is me. It's me. I'm the one." And my friend, you had to tell somebody what Jesus did in you. And Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" And not to emphasize or to embarrass her, but He asked to give her an opportunity to tell what Jesus did for her. And you just ask her before that she touched Jesus. Now, when you touch Him, when you touch Him, do you want to tell everybody what He's done for you? I imagine she would have refused. And she would have been embarrassed. That's the reason why she just creeping in there amongst the crowd, hiding. I'm going to touch the hem of His garment. But she realized afterwards she couldn't be hid. And she couldn't hide what was in her and had been done for her. She would have refused,
hearts. He said, somebody touch me. And finally she said, I've just got to tell it. I've just got to share it. Oh my, thank God. I said I never would tell a living soul how He brought salvation and He made me whole. But I found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. It makes me laugh. It makes me cry. It sets my sinful soul on fire when God puts His love in my heart. I'll tell you, friend, there's something about touching Jesus and Jesus touching you. You've just got to tell about it. Amen.
That's right. There's been some experiences I've had in life that I just had to tell folks about. There's been some experiences I've had with Jesus that I just had to tell somebody about. And Brother Bob, I don't know to this day if at any one of those experiences, if anybody really understood what I was talking about when I tried to tell them about it. I mean, I tried to tell them. And they said that they understood what I was saying. Sometimes I preach to them about it, Brother Matthew, and they said amen and come to me after the service and said, I know exactly what you're talking about, preacher. I've been where you were and so forth. But I'm going to tell you, they didn't know what I was talking about. They thought they knew, but they didn't understand. In order to fully understand how this woman failed with an issue of blood after Jesus touched her, you'd have to go 12 years with an issue of blood and have Jesus touch you. Amen. I mean, your experience with the Lord, you can tell it. Other folks can understand it, but they can't comprehend it. They cannot fully grasp, but they don't altogether know. What I will say is to understand, you just have to have Him touch you. Amen. To know what I'm talking about, you just have to have Him touch you. But if you've had Him touch you, your need might not have been the same. Your situation might not have been identical. Your circumstance may have been different. But I'll tell you, the church is the same. The Master is the same. The power is the same. And I'm glad I know His touch. Oh, somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. I was blind, but praise His name. I now can see. I thank God I was in darkness when Jesus found me. But since He touched me, I've been made free. Thank God I'm free. I'll tell you, I know the touch of the Lord. I was not a blind man like it saw in the Scripture. I was not a woman with an issue of blood like in this passage. I was not dead like old Lazarus, but I did have a blood disease. I was dead in trespasses and sin. I was blind to the God of heaven and what He could do in my life. But hallelujah, like me, I can't say He's touched me. Thank God He's touched me. And time and time and time and time again, since that day when He first touched me, He's touched me again and again. And when I reach out for Him, He can be touched. And He can touch me in my life. Touching Jesus. Touching Jesus. I wonder tonight, do you need to touch Him? Do you need to make contact with Him? Do you need to reach out and touch someone tonight? If you do, the Lord's available. Central's never busy, always on the line. You can hear from heaven almost any time. Amen. Thank God. Call Him up on that royal telephone. Call Him up and tell Him what you want. Amen. That's exactly right. If you'll seek Him, He'll be found of you. I'm finished preaching if you'd come with a song. I wonder tonight, do you need to touch Him? She thought she was touching Him. And she was. But greater than that was that He was touching her. I wonder tonight, do you need Him to touch you? Do you need to humble yourself and cast yourself and your need at the feet of Jesus? I don't know where you are. I don't know what you need. I don't know, baby. Hey, there's people here tonight's lost. I'm sure of that. There's people here tonight that is lost, never been saved by God's marvelous grace.
If the Lord tonight were to come back, if He's to come back to take His church home tonight, you'd go to hell, sure as the world. How sad and how pitiful that is, that you'd sit on the pew and hear the preaching and to hear the Word of God, maybe even the Holy Ghost stir your heart, and you die lost and go to hell. How sad. What a tragedy that would be tonight when the Lord's near enough for you to touch Him, near enough for you to put my friend your heart into His hands and let Him run your life and rule your life and save you by His grace. There's folks in our midst tonight, I'd venture to say everybody that's in our midst has got troubles, has got needs, has got situations. Matter of fact, if I was to tell you about all my problems, you wouldn't even want to hear me preach. I mean, I got so many troubles, I got so many needs. Listen, you don't have to feel sorry for me. It just means I'm normal. It just means I'm like everybody else. We all got needs in our lives. We all got needs. We're a congregation full of needy people. But the Lord knows your needs. Jesus sees all your troubles. And He's within a prayer length away from you. If you'll call out on Him and cast your need at the foot of the cross, He'll touch you tonight and help you. If you just need to pray, would you come and cast your care on Him, for He cares for you. Stand to your feet. If you need to pray, they're going to sing for us tonight. If you need to pray, I'd ask you to come and talk to the Lord tonight. If you need to talk to Him, would you come this evening? Oh, yes. Some are praying, others need to come. I just need to cast my cares on Him. Need to touch the hem of His garment. Touch the hem of Him. Amen. Would you come? Talk to the Lord. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus alone. Down. Maybe in the middle of the night, can't sleep, frustrated, wore out, don't know what else really to do. Find you a place somewhere or another in the living room or back corner while everybody else is in the bed. Just wallow on your belly and say, God, I got to have your help. I've been there where I couldn't stand up, couldn't sleep, couldn't think. Just saying, Lord, I don't even know what I need to ask you to do. I don't even know what to ask you to work on in my life. Don't even know how to pray. All I know is I need you, Lord.
I need your help. And if you don't do something, Lord, I don't know what to do. I got to have your help. Lord, I'm telling you, I'm so glad when I get there that I know how to touch somebody. And there's somebody that knows how to touch me and help me. Oh, our God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not absent in your problem, friend. You can touch Him because He's near and He'll make you new. Hallelujah. Well, I hope you've been obedient to